free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, May 28th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We've seen Kathy Griffin now placed in Twitter jail. She can't do anything until she deletes a tweet calling for stabbing President Trump with a syringe full of air. It would do the trick, she said, before adding F Trump. Well, today we're going to talk about what's going on with social media. What can President Trump do? What will he do? Why did it take so long? Better late than never, President Trump, to get on board with free speech. Because there are some people who say that we don't have a First Amendment, that it's not important, that big corporations control the internet. These are very foolish people. These are very foolish. I heard a president say that once, but the other way around. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. Meanwhile, as Kathy Griffin is not content to learn a lesson from holding up a fake severed head of President Trump and all the outcry that came with that, she's back at it again. Nevertheless, we have Time Magazine naming Karen the person of the year, according to Babylon Bee. Satire. I guess that might be the case. Look, as far as I'm concerned, Karen has been the person of the year for the last 46 years. It's my wife's name, and she's very upset about this. Has now become a meme. She's not like that at all. So I suggest that what we do is we change the meme of calling somebody who is a troll. Why don't we call him a Kathy? That seems to me to fit much better. Or a Griffin. Griffin, hey, that'd be pretty good, except, you know, Kathy and Karen, those are common names. Griffin, not so much as a first name, but that would also work. But yeah, as Babylon Bee points out, Karen will be joining Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, Bill Anders, and Hitler as people of the year. These are real people that they have made Bill Gates right up there with Hitler, person of the year. Yeah, that's a category that you don't want to be involved in. We're going to talk today about COVID, the greatest story ever sold, because you have been sold a very ridiculous story on this. And I think nothing underscores this more than the article I just saw about how we got this whole idea of social distancing and 6 feet. Folks, it's based on a high school science fair project. Back during the Bush years, back during when Chertoff, before he started selling people fake body scanners, the body scam, that scam, all of this stuff, as I said before, the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act and so forth, all this stuff goes back to the George W. Bush administration, the 9/11 hoax, and social distancing does as well. But it was sold. It was picked up by Homeland Security. I'll tell you the whole story when we come back. And it was a high school science project. And it came in third place. We are now having our society being shut down over lies about an epidemic that's been sold to us by the CDC, and it was the CDC that picked up that story. CDC and DHS made it policy. I mean, this is just beyond belief what is happening to us. And, of course, as we look at what is happening, the Department of Justice has now closed its insider trading probe into Senators Feinstein, Loeffler, Inhofe. They're still going after Burr. They're still looking at him. And they're also still looking at Roger Stone, the Bundys, General Flynn. And so no investigation into Hillary or the FBI. But yeah, they're going to let these people who made millions off of this continue to go, as Biden says to a police officer who says, yeah, you know, my wife and I were making the national average. She's a nurse. I'm a police officer. He says, well, don't make that much. You shouldn't make, go on welfare. We got the same, got a cap. And the same amount of money for everybody. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, May 28th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is now day 73. It's amazing to me that this is going on as long as it is. And of course, one of the reasons it's going on as long as it is because of junk science. We've seen these types of tactics used for climate change. And guess what? The policies are the same, whether you're talking about a new ice age or a global warming that's going to melt the polar ice caps, or whether you're talking about a new variant of the flu. The policies are always the same. The difference is, for the new variant of the flu, they've been able to enact all of their climate change Marxist policies. We've always said the core of the policies behind the Green New Deal and the Green Movement are straight out of Karl Marx's imagination. And now this is what we're now getting, good and hard, and got it immediately before we could debunk the science. But, you know, when we go back and we look at how this all began, the Imperial College, as I've talked about this many times, you know, the nonsense that came out of that was used by Fauci to panic the president, and we find out that that so-called computer model was not only based on false assumptions. We had American epidemiologists at Stanford immediately say, look, you don't understand anything about epidemiology, Farr's Law going back to the 1840s, if you think that every person who gets infected is going to infect 2.3 other people. And so he debunked the assumptions on the model, but then the model itself was based on a Fortran program, and it produced different answers with the same input every time you cranked it through. And when the College of Edinburgh complained about it, they said, just run it on a slower computer. So the question is, did they deliberately do that so that they could cover themselves for the lies that they were putting out? Because not only were a lot of people who are real scientists in on this gag, and now they've got masks over our face, they were in on this gag from the very beginning as the Imperial College was putting out their false numbers based on false assumptions, bad programming, and no data whatsoever. Think about that. That's the other thing I said. We don't have any data. We don't have any data. As a matter of fact, before Trump locked down the country, however, we did have data coming out of Italy. And it showed that it was people who were at or above life expectancy who had two to three comorbidities at the same time. And so I said at the time, you know, we've had now two reports from Italy before this lockdown announcement went out. Why are we doing this? It had nothing to do with the disease. It had nothing to do with the science. And as a matter of fact, at Oxford, not at the Imperial College, but at Oxford, there was a different model that was also produced at the same time, saying that they estimated that as much as 50% of Britain's population may have already been infected at that point in time, and suggested an infection fatality rate that would be as low as 0.1%. And that is much closer to what these other people had predicted. And now this prominent Oxford epidemiologist who was right, Professor Sunitra Gupta, said you probably should open up pubs, nightclubs, and restaurants, and you can do it without serious risk. And as a matter of fact, he says we need to have rapid exit from lockdown based on factors such as who is dying and what is happening in the death rates. He says remaining in a state of lockdown is extremely dangerous from the point of view of the vulnerability of the entire population to new pathogens. Effectively, we used to live in a state approximating lockdown 100 years ago, and that was what created the conditions for the Spanish flu to come in and kill 50 million people. So if we're going to pay any attention to science, if we're going to pay any attention to people who study epidemics for a living, we would open up. But we're not going to do that because we're going to follow the illogical, politicized guidelines of so-called scientists who are nothing but bureaucrats, people like Fauci, who President Trump continues to allow to gaslight this country. And even if, as I pointed out many times, even if President Trump were to fire Fauci and were to countermand his arguments, you know that because this is about politics and because the Democrats want the economy locked down, because they believe that, rightfully so, that a bad economy is going to make it difficult for President Trump to get reelected. And President Trump understands that as well, but he doesn't know what to do. Well, here's what you do, President Trump. You fire Fauci. You get people in who are real scientists. You say, these people are right. This guy was wrong. We're going to take their advice now. Now, what do you say? Well, he got it all wrong, and here's why you don't need to be afraid. You can come out now. We're going to stop the lockdown that was imposed from the White House. Yes, folks, it was imposed from the White House. There's different degrees in how it is being imposed. Well, that's the same thing that you see when you have, as a matter of fact, Trump had a very interesting back and forth conversation with Cheryl Atkinson. She said, would you have done this again? Well, I did the lockdown. I think it was right based on what we did at the time. He takes credit for the lockdown, folks, and he refuses to say that he did anything wrong. Well, based on the information I was given, you were given lies by Fauci and other people. You were had. Stop it. Or you're going to be out of the presidency and we're going to wind up with Biden or somebody like him, Cuomo or something. If you can't admit your mistakes, be a man, own up to it, and turn this thing around, you're going to go down the drain with the rest of us, Trump. That's what you're doing right now. Reopening the economy isn't simply going to fix what's broken, says Charles Hugh Smith. He puts it this way. Reopening a fragile, brittle, bankrupt, hopelessly perverse and corrupt normal will not fix what's broken. There has to be some reform. There has to be some undoing of this psychological gaslighting that was done to the public because you gave and have given and are still giving Fauci the bully pulpit of the presidency. Now, here's how this is going to play out coming up, all right? Be prepared to see high prices at grocery stores and shortages that may only get worse. Absolutely right. This is coming from the economic collapse blog, Michael Snyder, and he's exactly, we all know this. We're seeing what is happening here, right? These lockdowns, which on the surface to somebody who doesn't appreciate, understand, or value freedom and free markets, well, I can just tell the restaurants to close, and it hopelessly broke the supply chains. And so now we have shortages. We have, at the same time, there's shortages on the shelves. The farmers are killing livestock, destroying crops, and that's still going on. Still going on. And how is this going to work out for people, even people who are, you know, the elderly that we're supposed to protect with all these lockdowns? Social Security is going to likely be less next year. How is that happening? We know massive inflation in food prices, right? And yet, even though 33% of people who are 65 and older, 33% get all their income from Social Security. 50% of married couples, 70% of unmarried persons rely on Social Security for at least 50%. So when we look at this, people who are dependent upon Social Security, they're going to get screwed just like the people who are employees and business owners. The government is not going to be there to help you. Because every year, they do a cost of living adjustment. except a big part of the cost of living adjustment is going to be energy costs, and energy costs because they have messed up that part of the supply chain. Energy costs have plummeted because nobody's doing anything. They're not producing anything, right? They're not producing food, and they're not producing other supplies that we need. And so they're not using energy, which means that the cost of living is likely going to go down, even though the cost of food is going to escalate if you can find it. You know, for years we've talked to the environmentalists as, oh, the people going back into high school. I remember having this argument with people in high school. Look at all the pollution that's being produced by the United States. And at that time, we were producing most of the goods in the world, right? It's like, yeah, that's why that comes out. So we stop that. Isn't that great? The environmentalists and the Marxists are so happy now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods, because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready, because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate
dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago, but now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case, but there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I wear my face mask in my car so I can. Virtue signal in my neighborhood. And I wear my face mask when I walk so I can. Make sure they all know I'm really smart.
Keep your distance.
Oh, this guy has got the Democrat governors and Fauci down, doesn't he? This is a parody done by Media Bear. I wear my face mask in my car. And we got the Democrat governors saying the same thing. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says it signifies strength. Wearing one shows you care about other people's health. See, it's virtue signaling. That's what it is. Not science. This is Democrat virtue signaling. New York Governor Cuomo said wearing a mask was cool, and he wanted to sign an executive order that said wearing a mask is officially cool. Wearing a mask is now cool. I believe it's cool. Wearing a mask is officially cool. Do you get it? I think he said it's cool. Fauci yesterday said that wearing a mask is a symbol. I want to protect myself, protect others. I want to make it a symbol for people to see that's the kind of thing you should be doing. It's not 100% effective, of course. As a matter of fact, let's play the clip from the doctor in chief, the Fauchist. Yeah, he's given us this fascist government, right? Let's play the video clip number two.
When folks, members of the public are being asked to do this and they look at folks like you doing it, does that encourage its use to a positive degree?
No, it does, Jim. And I mean, I wear it for the reason that I believe it is effective. It's not 100% effective. I mean, it's sort of respect for another person and have that other person respect you. You wear a mask, they wear a mask, you protect each other. I mean, I do it when I'm in the public for the reasons that A, I want to protect myself and protect others. And also because I want to make it be a symbol for people to see that that's the kind of thing you should be doing. And when I walk around the street in the neighborhood where I live in Washington, D.C., which still has a considerable number of infections, it's very clear that many people are doing that.
It is. And I live here as well, and I see the same thing. Reopening, as we mentioned, as it happens, some people are taking reopening as license to go back to the way it was, right? I mean, to mix closely without wearing a mask.
I don't need your license. I don't need your permission or privilege.
I think we could put it up on the screen. Some of the worst examples of this, a pool party there in Missouri. I just
that's
wonder,
CNN.
As a doctor with an
shaming
enormous amount
people
of experience,
for going to a
COVID,
pool party
previous
where there's chlorine in the water.
What do you say to people who are taking gradual reopening orders as license to just go out there and
I don't
do
need
like
a license to go to the beach or a pool.
Well, what I do, Jim, is I try and encourage them whenever I'm in a public forum like now to really be careful and be prudent about that. I mean, we all want to reopen. Everyone understands that. But when you see some of the scenes that were shown just now, that's very troubling because that's inviting
it's like carnage.
There to be an issue.
Yeah, it's like carnage. People at the beach, not in the open. Or even in a pool with chlorine everywhere. You know, got to freak out about that. No. Away for the reason I believe it's effective. Oh, it's not 100% effective. I mean, it's sort of respect for the other person. I have the other person respect you. You wear a mask, they wear a mask. You protect each other, right? It's like I said yesterday, Barney, I love you. You love me. This is the Barney rules being sold to us by the Fauchist in chief. and of course, we have the guy who wants to be The fascist in chief, Joe Biden. What it presents is leadership. That's it. And he wants to be just like Barney. He wants to hug all the little kids, touch them and pat them on the head, just like Barney. It's out of respect, of course, right? Out of respect and love for the children. You know, there's four types of love. If we go back to the Greek, never, we won't get into that. Presidents are supposed to lead, not engage in folly and be falsely masculine. So it projects leadership. I think it projects sheepishness, not leadership. And I don't think that we should be taking advice about masculinity from Joe Biden. Are you kidding me? This guy holds himself out as an example of masculinity. Okay, and then we move to MSNBC. That was CNN talking about repeatedly using these people who are taking the license to go out to the beach and to the pool and so forth. They just presumed permission without actually getting it from their overlords in the White House. Half of your crew is not wearing a mask. I want you to see what's going on. You've got an MSNBC. We're going to play this clip for you. I'll just lay it out here for people who are listening on podcasts, on radio. What you have here is an MSNBC reporter doing his duty to psychologically control the public, because that's what this is about, folks. All this virtue signaling is a psychological program. And so he's doing his job to propagandize you as part of this PSYOP that's being put out there by mainstream media. And as he's doing this, there's a guy that has a cell phone. And we're going to see it first, I think, from the perspective of the guy who's got the cell phone. And he walks around. And you can see that the reporter's wearing a mask, but nobody else in his crew is. And the guy behind the camera is not wearing a mask. There's a guy leaning on a tripod who's not wearing a mask. And then the sound guy has got something that is kind of like a mask, but it's not really a mask. It looks like his mouth is open to me. I want you to see, this is what the guy sees as he's from his perspective. And then let's continue playing this, and we'll play the audio of what the audience hears. See, he shines a camera at that guy.
There you go.
Now, we're going to show you what the audience at MSNBC saw as part of this PSYOP. Let's go ahead and get that clip to roll.
Talk to people, and they say they're brave.
There's a reporter with his mask. Nobody else in his crew had it.
Telling us to go home. That's the situation here. There doesn't seem to be any social distancing and not a lot of care when it comes to the coronavirus, Katie.
So are the people there just not worried about it, Cal? Are they not worried about their own personal safety?
I haven't met anybody who is. I met some folks actually from Lake Geneva who lived in the area. They were staying a few miles outside of town where I were. And they said they're worried about it. They're worried about that second spike. They're worried about folks coming in from Chicago. But they'll quickly add, at the same time, this is a place that relies on that business. I think people here want a little bit more funding when it comes to these programs so that they could stay closed.
More funding.
I think they're all very worried. Like the Supreme Court made the decision here in Wisconsin that it was time to open up. But you can see here.
Look at this guy. He's not wearing masks.
Nobody, including the cameraman.
There you go, including the cameraman. Yeah.
So he says, see, here's one of these these unmutual people out here. Like I talked about, you know, the prisoner. Let's say we can kill it at this point. But he's out there lecturing and shaming people, right? And this guy's walking around taking films, and you saw that first. And then he points to this guy who is non-mutual. He's not respecting other people because he's not wearing a mask, like Fauci said, right? As I pointed out yesterday, one of the things that has now come forward into our current day from the 1960s series, The Prisoner, Patrick McGoohan. Anyway, he was non-mutual. So he says, like this guy over here. And so the cameraman, who's not wearing a mask, turns his camera over and shows that guy. And the guy says, half your crew's not wearing a mask. And they quickly turn it back. And he continues with the PSYOP, the lecturing, the shaming of these people, the absolute hypocrisy and lies of these people. And you're not going to believe where social distancing came from. This is a blockbuster story from humansarefree.com coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please remember that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, it's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Take one of these before you go to sleep. It's well known. Experience it for yourself. InfoWarsStore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the pregnenolone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas were really close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, it's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. InfoWarsStore.com, and we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying we may not take orders in a few months. So I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I think this is the most significant story I have seen to date, quite frankly. It ties everything together. And it comes from humansarefree.com. Social distancing is based on a computer model created by a 15-year-old. As part of a science fair project where she came in third place. This is what is being used to shut us down. Who was it that grabbed this thing? The Bush administration, Chertoff, but the Department of Homeland Security, the CDC. Here's how the story unfolds. And actually, they picked it up. It originally came from the Albuquerque Journal, where the science project was held. A May 2nd article in the Albuquerque Journal. This story needs to be picked up and echoed everywhere, people. This is part of the unbelievable fraud and control that has been perpetrated on us that we need to unravel this. We need to shine this light on these cockroaches, and we need to make them scramble back where they came from. Albuquerque Journal. The hysteria about social distancing is not based on scientific evidence or clinical medical trials. How would you feel if you learned that your normal way of life has been completely upended based on a computer model created by a 15-year-old Albuquerque, New Mexico high school student named Laura Glass? Glass, along with her dad, Robert, who is a government scientist then working at Sandia National Labs, cooked up a homebrew computer model for a science and engineering fair May 2006. And I got to say, as somebody who has dealt with computer models from college on the rest of my life, I have no respect for computer models. I have no respect for weather predictions. I have zero respect for the climate predictions, no respect for these pandemic predictions that I've seen them lie through one supposed pandemic after the other. But her father was a government scientist at Sandia National Labs, and he was working on computer models for the National Infrastructure Simulation and Analysis Center, showing how people come into contact with each other during everyday life. Now, let me pause here for a second. This is not in the article. Let me give you some background on why government scientists be interested in how people come into contact with each other. I said before this thing began, there was an article out. It was Babel Streets was the company. The app was called Locate X, and they were saying, oh, look, we just came up with a new thing, and it might be very applicable to doing contact tracing and things like that. It might be creepy in any other context, but you know, since we have a pandemic and all, this could be really useful now. They've been working on this stuff, as I pointed out, since the late 1990s. As the internet, originally a, PSYOP project, is proposed by a DARPA psychologist, J.C.R. Licklider. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. They shortened that up to Internet for years. Many of us were working on things, you know, DARPANET was what we used. Then they changed it to ARPANET and so forth. And then it became the Internet. When it became practical because of switching equipment in the late 90s, getting up to speed, the CIA was so ecstatic about that that they came out of the closet and they openly created their own venture capital firm called InQtel. But that wasn't all that the military-industrial complex and the spook society did. They put NSA and other personnel, DARPA personnel and so forth, on the board of directors of many venture capital firms that picked the people who now control our speech and the Internet. And at the same time, they began a branch of science called geospatial intelligence that was going to map out your movements, map out who you come in contact with. This is probably... This guy, Robert Glass, the projects that he was working on, where he was mapping out and doing computer simulation, people coming into contact with each other. That was probably related to geospatial intelligence, because this has been very, very rapidly moving out. Military has been using it, and that's what they'll talk about. Oh, we have to do this because we've got to find those terrorists everywhere, right? Palantir, big company involved in this. A lot of military contracts and so forth, and now they're getting into the contact tracing here because the instruments that will protect us abroad are going to become instruments of tyranny at home. That was told to us by the founders of this country, one who wrote the Bill of Rights, because you see, this isn't about technology. This is about human nature. Human nature hasn't changed. And what happens to people in power has not changed. And the desire to control other people has not changed. The technology has made all of those evil aspects of human nature far more dangerous. But the technology has anesthetized us to that, even including the people who develop the technology. They, oh, well, gee, it's a problem. I like to solve problems. Give me that problem. I can solve it. Right? That's the fatal conceit of so many engineers. So, when we look at this, and we look at what this guy's doing, and we see the mainstream media, think, you know, when China was doing all this stuff, no, they didn't invent it. It was invented by our own government 25 years ago. they're just now saying, well, you know, it was creepy when China was doing the biometric surveillance and tracking and tracing of everybody, looking at their political and religious beliefs and punishing them if they did this or did that or didn't do this or didn't do that, the social credit system. But we can use that here as contact tracing, and we've got to do it now because we've got COVID-19 and everything has to change, right? No, this was the, they're not reacting. They're enacting a plan that was put in place 20 years ago. And for all this time, you've had activity-based intelligence. You've had human domain analysis, HDA, ABI. That geospatial intelligence is the fastest growing part of the intelligence community. The spying on you. That's what this is all about. FISA is just the tip of the spear, folks. It's really irrelevant if you don't talk about the context of geospatial intelligence and how they're rolling this out in contact tracing. But back to this story. So this guy at Sandia Labs, and he's working on computer models that are going to be looking at how people come into contact with each other every day. And they probably got somebody else with compartmentalization that's looking on how he can analyze people's religious beliefs and their political beliefs. And then another guy is talking about how we can roll out the punishments, Chinese style. But this is 20 years ago. Actually, 15 years ago that this came to light. So his daughter, Laura Glass, as typically happens, as we all know as parents, right? the parents do a great deal of helping with the kids who are doing their science fair projects, right? So it's like, oh, Dad, I got to do this. I got an idea for this. Laura Glass used his data, his computer models, to project how high school students could possibly transmit infectious diseases. Her model, quote unquote, it's actually his model, suggested that high school students could easily infect huge swaths of a population. So, to put a stop to those contacts would hypothetically save lives. That was the bottom line. We've got to save lives. We'll do social distancing. Ms. Glass appears to have no understandings of the benefits of herd immunity. She's not a scientific expert. She's a high school student, 15 years old. Yeah, we're going to ignore the epidemiologists from Stanford. We're going to ignore the people who have looked at how the CDC has lied to us with statistics, inflated data in one direction or the other to get their policies put in. We're going to ignore all that, and we're going to go to the model that was put in by a 15-year-old high school student who, by the way, got third place in the medicine and health category. I mean, we're not even talking about third place in the overall science fair, third place in that category. Nevertheless, even though she got third place in it, her father's connections with the government came up somehow. The Department of Homeland Security, always worried about public health, right? The Department of Homeland Security under Bush, these 9/11 people, they found out about it. And so he gets a call from Homeland Security requesting a briefing for then Secretary Michael Chertoff, the guy who was part of the underwear bomber false flag incident. Surprisingly enough, he just had all of those body scanners ready and inventory to roll out after that event. We'll talk more about what happens next and how the CDC got involved when we come back. Stay with us.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head. And the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole. And he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds. and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design, and the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because it was only the mirage of safety, movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards. Forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Pick back up on this tale that is almost too strange to believe. Again, Albuquerque, New Mexico, the Albuquerque Journal. A father working at Sandia National Labs, doing computer modeling on tracing how people come in contact with each other. And I gave you the context for what was probably involved in that contract. And his daughter has a science fair project. So, oh, well, we could do this and we could put it in the context of disease and passing that on. And that's where this social distancing came from. Because after she won third place in the medicine category, medicine and health category, third place in the high school science fair, her father gets a call from the Department of Homeland Security. And they wanted to know, we wanted to have him come up and brief them on how this third-rate high school science project could be used to control the population. He received a call from Homeland Security requesting a brief for Secretary Michael Chertoff. Now, this guy, Michael Chertoff, the first Homeland Security Secretary, no, actually, I think he was he the second? There was some guy that had, regardless, Michael Chertoff was the guy who, after he left DHS, he went to a company that made the naked body scanners. And after we had that other false flag, the underwear bomber, and we had a lawyer who was on the flight. Yeah, there's Chertoff. We had a lawyer who was on the flight, said, yeah, I saw a guy with a suit. And then there was this other guy, the guy who was the underwear bomber. He looked like he was totally out of it. He was like, drugged up or drunk or something. He's like this homeless guy, all scruffy and everything. And this guy, a well-dressed guy in a suit, goes up and he talks to the people of the plane, and he takes care of getting him on the plane and so forth. They said, I thought that was very suspicious. I pointed it out to my wife. That lawyer's name is Haskell, right? Was his name Kurt Haskell, I think. Anyway, we've interviewed him multiple times here. I think he's left the country now because he went public with a story. He said the same guy then turned out to be the underwear bomber, and he was so incompetent he couldn't light his shoe or whatever it was, or his underwear. And he said, this is all very suspicious. As a matter of fact, the underwear bomber's lawyers called Haskell as a witness, and he was going to testify, but to keep that from happening, they gave him a sweetheart deal and said, no, we don't want your testimony. We don't want you in court. So they gagged that whole thing. And so this Michael Chertoff, who was at the time not selling, the solution to the underwear bomber, as we all know, was the naked body scanners. And they already had them manufactured. Surprise, surprise. They'd anticipated that threat. Smart guys. And they had manufactured a whole bunch of these and had them in the warehouses ready to roll out after this happened on Christmas. And so by the beginning of the year, you know, we had these naked body scanners rolling out. And by that fall, InfoWars is championing a opt-out campaign. Said, all right, you know, you can opt out of this and tell them to pat you down. And do it on Thanksgiving Day. And on Thanksgiving Day, what happened? On the busiest travel day of the year, the TSA just shut down the naked body scanners. And they said, we don't have to pat you. Just go on in. They just shut it down to shut down that protest. And so that Michael Chertoff gets this guy in for a briefing. The Bush White House is holding a cabinet-level counter-bioterrorism briefing. And, of course, no idea was too loony to consider rightshumansarefree.com, who picked up this story from the Albuquerque Journal. Glass's briefing suggested that whole segments of society should be shut down based on his daughter's computer model. The idea of locking down huge swaths of the nation in an event of a virus outbreak met with a lot of pushback, even within the Bush administration. But ultimately, the CDC made it official policy in February of 2007. They've been rolling this thing out. The Model State Emergency Health Powers Act was written just a couple of months before they pulled off 9/11. Then when they pulled off 9/11, they said, you know, we could have a bioterror attack, anthrax or something like that, which eventually they did mail live anthrax, the military and these labs that are funded by Fauci's NIH, Francis Collins NIH. They eventually did do stuff like that, but they said, oh, somebody could do it maliciously instead of stupidly, like we do. Maybe they do it maliciously as well. And so they said, we need to push out this model for legislation that you can enact in the various states. And so they did. And a lot of states passed a lot of laws, which we are now suffering under. And that is the basis for their presumed legal authority, even though it's in defiance of the Constitution. And so that kind of stuff was being set up right around 2001. So enter in as they're trying to roll this out and expand it gradually. As I pointed out, for 20 years, they've been holding annual simulations, telling all the bureaucrats and officials, here's the simulation. Here's how this all starts, accidentally or maliciously or whatever. And everybody died because you didn't use draconian enough measures and you didn't rush a vaccine that was untested onto the public and so forth. They have fake news broadcasts that give them updates. So they make some decisions, and then they run this through, and then they always make sure that at the end they understand that they've got to rush vaccines out without any testing, and they've got to do every kind of draconian measure. And so here's one of the draconian measures that they were putting in place. February 2007, CDC says, all right, we'll use this third-rate high school science fair project as the model for what we're going to do. And they called it the non-pharmaceutical interventions. And, of course, you know, being the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex, they give it a three-letter acronym, NPI. NPI, non-pharmaceutical interventions. First time it's been implemented is now, but it will not be the last. And Mr. Glass, the father of the 15-year-old high school student, waxed philosophical about the carnage that's been wrought by his and his daughter's lockdown computer model, as reported by the Albuquerque Journal. Anything new is difficult, he said. You have to train people to do this well without freaking out and calling each other names. Yeah, and, of course, that's very easy for him to say, as Humans Are Free points out, because he's pulling down a fat government pension check, maybe even fatter, because he gave them exactly what they wanted. This is how we've been had, folks. CDC slashes the COVID-19 fatality rate to a fraction of its earlier estimate, used to justify the lockdowns, as Mises points out. I pointed this out several times already this week. But the idea that the tests were being conducted on those with symptoms serious enough to end up in emergency rooms or doctor's offices, that was the numerator. And as I said many times, and I was accused of not understanding how math works. No, I can do the division, but you have to ask where the numbers are coming from, where the models are coming from, where the things or the presumptions for things like social distancing are coming from. These people have been liars from the beginning. They lie for a living. They're bureaucrats. And so by late April, as Mises points out, many researchers are publishing new studies showing that the number of people with the disease was actually much higher than previously thought. See, that's the denominator. As I said before, oh, look, they're only measuring people who are about to die, even if those tests are true. And there's a lot of concerns about how good their tests are. But nevertheless, they only tested the people who were about to die, or they presumed that they had COVID-19. So that was the numerator. The denominator was just an estimate, just a total estimate. And then when they found out that it was much wider spread by late April, then it became clear the percentage of people with the disease who died suddenly became much smaller. In other words, it affected the case fatality rate. And now this is coming out. Now it's 0.4%. It will go down even more. That's the Washington Post reporting finally this week. But not getting any attention. Mainstream media, you won't see that on the Drudge Report. Instead, what we'll get is 100,000 people dead now. We're going to replace the national debt calculator with a permanent calculator that's never going to stop. Anybody that dies of any respiratory diseases or cardiac arrest or anything, we're going to presume that they died from COVID-19. And so we will have a continual counting of COVID-19 deaths until we get a vaccine. And so you're going to see that on all the mainstream media and the Drudge Report, just ramping up those numbers all the time. All right, folks, got to take a quick break. I just want to remind you, we still have, for a short period of time left, we still have the Memorial Day sale. We have up to 70% off, and we've got many very, very important products. Things like Knockout, 50% off. We have Super Male Vitality, 35% off. We have Ultimate Krill Oil and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Both of those have been out of stock. They're now back in stock and 50% off. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins, but all of a sudden they slow down, they realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And
And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
We're going to get into the free speech issues. We're also going to take a look at war that is coming up, as well as, yesterday I mentioned, the actions being taken by the Chicago mayor, the New York City mayor, how they're threatening to permanently close churches. I mentioned it yesterday, but I didn't go into more detail, and it's worth going into more detail about this. So we're going to talk about that as we look at this system of tyranny that is rolling out and being kept in place until they get a vaccine. That's what the masks are about. So I have to respect you by wearing a mask. It's not going to work 100%. And if Fauci's already come out and said, you know, vaccines, a lot of cases, they make it a lot worse. Yeah, you bet. You bet they do. But still, you know, you're going to have to get the vaccine to protect other people. It's just being mutual. You don't want to be non-mutual. And so right now, this is the training right now, is the masks. We have social distancing based on a third-rate, third-place high school science fair project that was grabbed by Chertoff and the DHS, implemented by the CDC in 2007, and now implemented, and we got it good and hard this year, 2020. And they've been training for this quite some time. And I've been talking about it for quite some time. Oh, it was a conspiracy theory. Well, now it's conspiracy history, isn't it? And the other things that are history are the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And I just want to focus on this short segment here about the corruption coming out of Washington. You know, we have the Department of Justice closing the insider trading probe into Feinstein, Loeffler, and Inhofe. You know, because Feinstein, he made between $1.5 million and $6 million in short sales, selling off stock. When the coronavirus thing hit. But it was her husband. It wasn't her, right? So she's been let off the hook. She didn't directly profit. It was just, well, she did directly profit. It was her husband. But, you know, hey, they don't talk to each other, I'm sure. And so it's fine, mainly because she's a Democrat, you know, getting, making deals on biotech companies and so forth. We've seen the same thing with Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's gotten very, very rich because of the trading of her husband in advanced knowledge, insider trading. They know that markets are going to go up and down, you know, just like the Federal Reserve does. That was one of the objections to the Federal Reserve. The people who opposed that, they said these people are going to be able to send the economy up or down. They can do it very quickly. And they can trade in advance on that information. We don't want them to be able to do that. Well, it was actually legal for Nancy Pelosi to do it. It became the subject of a 60 Minutes investigation. And she became somewhat famous for it. They came up with they said, well, there's no legal problem here. Members of Congress can do insider trading. It's only people like Martha Stewart that need to go to jail for that. She didn't go to jail for that. She went to jail for presumably lying about some immaterial statement in the same way they're trying to entrap Michael Flynn and Roger Stone. But Nancy Pelosi, who actually did insider trading and actually made millions of dollars, oh, it was legal for me. Oh, well, we'll fix that. So they called it the Stock Act, the STOCK Act. It's an acronym, and I don't remember what it stood for. And people who were passing it called it the Pelosi Act. Well, after they passed it and made a big show about how they were reforming a corrupt Congress, a few months later, they eviscerated it. And so we have Loeffler and Inhofe and Feinstein. Burr, however, may still be on the hook for this because I guess he's a Republican. Now, I think all of them ought to, I'm not saying that he ought to get off as well. I think they all got to be hit. Three of them Republicans, one of them Feinstein. But, you know, they can make millions But as CNS News points out, Joe Biden says, you know, he's going to adopt the free college for families who make below $125,000. He thought it was a good idea from Bernie Sanders. And he said, all right, well, let's take a hypothetical couple, you know, a registered nurse who makes the national average, a police officer who makes the national average. You know, his national average salary is $67,000. Hers as a nurse is $77,000. They don't get free college. They just barely get by. And their kids don't get a college education. Because, you know, that's fair according to Sanders and Biden.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brainforce Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTru Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, we've had multiple doctors talk about masks. Even Fauci says, I'm not 100% effective, but you should do it. Out of respect. You should show your respect. Show your respect to the CDC and me as your new dictator. Yeah, we have a flu d'etat against the Constitution. And even as the CDC has come down and said, all right, it's not going to be several percent in terms of case, not 4%, but it's going to be 0.4%. It's going to be about like the flu. Right? In a March article, Dr. Ioannidis from Stanford University had argued that COVID-19 was far less deadly than the models were assuming. And guess what he used for that? And I reported this many times, and I've talked about this many times. And at the time, he was predicting what had happened on the Diamond Princess cruise ship. And we've since found that it was actually... It turns out to be, I think, one of the best arguments against all this stuff from the very beginning. This epidemiologist said at the time, it was reported by the Wall Street Journal in April, talking about how in March, and in March I covered what he had to say, saying, don't lock the country down, President Trump. Yes, it was President Trump who did it. He considered the experience of the Diamond Princess cruise ship, says the Wall Street Journal in April, based on the demographics of the ship's population, in other words, very old, a lot of people who are very infirm, not in the best health. And you contrast that to the Navy ship and so forth. The U.S. fatality rate could be as low as 0.025 to 0.625. Oh, now, in retrospect, the CDC is saying it's exactly halfway between those two numbers. Isn't that interesting? That's what happens when you listen to an epidemiologist rather than a 15-year-old girl who placed third place in a high school science fair. Except it wasn't about that. Chertoff and the Bush administration and the CDC and the Imperial College and Fauci are not stupid. They give themselves this kind of cover. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I took the advice of this high school student. I followed that model that's written in Fortran. It's not my fault. Mistakes were made. They weren't my mistakes. I don't know, right? And so they're not going to own up to the mistakes. They go with these things so that they have plausible deniability. Again, Dr. Ioannidou said U.S. fatality rate could be as low as 0.025 to 0.625. He put the upper limit at between 0.05 and 1%, comparable to that of seasonal flu. So, as the Mises Institute points out, not that that will settle the matter, because proponents of destroying human rights and the rule of law in order to carry out lockdown will continue to insist that we don't know what the fatality rate was back in March, right? We didn't know. We didn't know. As AIER.org, AIER, is that how it's pronounced? Jeffrey Tucker says, will politicians admit their lockdown mistake? Well, I know one politician who won't. I don't think any of them will. As a matter of fact, Cuomo. We all failed. So he didn't fail. We all failed. We all failed. I'm just part of the group. Right? Don't blame me. Mistakes were made. Weren't mine. We relied on the research of people who couldn't produce a computer model. We relied on the ideas of a 15-year-old girl, third place science fair project. So we all failed because we did that kind of stuff. No malice here. Sorry we destroyed the economy, started a global recession, or depression, really. Sorry we destroyed the economy, destroyed your lives, destroyed the Constitutional Bill of Rights, but yeah, we failed. We were all wrong. So what? Move on. Nothing to see here, right? President Trump is another politician who won't admit. He said on this side of the issue, they're not polar opposites. They're on the same team, Trump and Cuomo. Cheryl Atkinson talks to President Trump. She says, President Trump said, when she asked him about the shutdown, he says, so I was hearing millions of people, and it would have been millions of people if we didn't shut it down. See that? He wants to tell you that he saved lives by locking down the economy, and he takes credit for it. All you people who want to excuse President Trump out there, and I get people every time I talk about this, people get furious with me. I get email from people. Don't blame Trump. It's the Democrat governors. It's the Democrats. It's the Democrats. It's not the Republicans, and certainly not Trump. He's on our side. He's playing 4D chess, right? No. He's either a total fool or a total tool. You pick your choice. He says, if we didn't shut it down, we'd have millions of people die. That was Imperial College telling him a million people. Now, would I shut it down again? See, he shut it down. Folks, hear that? That's from your president. Is he lying to you? Now or then? Or both? Now, would I shut it down again? No, because we understand how much better it is now. We didn't know anything about it. It was new. It was fresh. So Cheryl Atkinson says to him, you mean you would not have, in retrospect, shut it down? He says, I would have done exactly. We've done the exact moves that I would have done, and I did it early. Tony Fauci, Dr. Birx, they all said that what I did was incredible. He is still looking for their approval. He is still looking for the pat on the head from the two smart people who told him to shut down the economy. Remember? He said, I had two smart people came here and told me that we're going to have millions of people die because they followed that model. Written in Fortran, couldn't produce the same answer twice, but they cranked out a bunch of answers and said, that's the one we want. And we can always say, you know, hey, that sounded really, Imperial College, you're not going to take the advice of the Imperial College? I mean, that's like not taking the advice of Harvard or those psychopaths, right, at Harvard. It's prestigious. It's a name university. And he's still saying, yeah, Fauci and Birx told him he did a real good job. Yeah, you did exactly what they wanted you to do, President Trump. You destroyed your reelection campaign opportunities by destroying the economy. You've destroyed people's lives. You destroyed the Constitution. You destroyed the Bill of Rights. You've set up a pattern. And you would do it all again, wouldn't you? Absolutely amazing. He said, hundreds of thousands of lives were saved. I would have done exactly what I did do. So he takes credit for it. No remorse. Those people were smart, and he was smart for following their advice. Well, as Jeffrey Tucker writes, so you got a situation like this. You don't know what this virus is. So what would you do? Well, you know, one thing you could do, in the absence of any real information, you could default to preserving human dignity. You could default to preserving freedom and the rule of law. And then you could get to work gathering information. You could, and I'll add this as my comments, you could, if you say this is going to be war, you might want to not shut down your food supply, your medicine supply. You might not want to cripple yourself. You know, you could start out by saying, no matter what this is, shutting it down is not going to be the right thing to do. It's only going to give us a second problem. And that's what men in power always do. They make two mistakes, and they never admit to one. And no, President Trump is no different from any of them. Instead, this one went the other way. Shut down the whole of society instantly because of uncertainty. Are freedom and foundational principles luxuries in which we indulge? Luxuries that we permit only under the right conditions? Do our rights exist only by permission of the state, such that they can be blotted out under any pretense? Well, that's what they're telling us. And you need to tell them otherwise. And like I said, the most important thing that you can do right now in this election is to get with people in your area, find out who stood with the Constitution, who stood against it, and you pick your sides based on that, not on labels, not on friends of Trump. You pick based on who is a friend of the Constitution and of individual liberty. And if you can't find somebody there, you start finding somebody there, because that's really where this is going to happen. And then we go on the offensive. We've come up with some things to shut down these laws. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are 170 days out from the 2020 election. It is a referendum of national sovereignty against globalism. And Obama, Hillary, and the deep state have been caught attempting to overthrow President Trump's election. And they've been caught in two separate coup attempts against the president. Now, they've been pushing COVID-19 to shut down the economy and create a depression, while China's already been open for business for more than a month. This is an ongoing globalist attempt to punish the American people, wreck our economy, and hope that we won't recognize that it is they, the New World Order, that have orchestrated this, and not President Trump. They know their crimes are coming out. They know the chickens are coming home to roost. So now they're panicking and trying to steal the 2020 election with mail-in ballots based on keeping the public safe from COVID-19. The entire COVID-19 system is a giant hoax and must be exposed if America has any hope. So get out there and expose this fraud. As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are. The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off.
But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Just quickly, I have a couple more things to say about the actual disease itself. Not an epidemic, certainly not a pandemic. It is a statistical excuse to enact the kind of dystopian authoritarian government that is desired by most of these governments around the world, including our own. I pointed out a couple of days ago, I had somebody question me on it, so I mentioned it again yesterday. The German study that went back and looked at the idea that you can catch COVID-19 from touching surfaces, from touching pets, that's been debunked. Finally, we had last week the CDC admit it, but it was over a month ago that we had a German scientist went into the home of a family who all had COVID-19. He did tests on all these different surfaces, and he said, I couldn't find anything. Just like we've had another German doctor who does autopsies in Hamburg. He tested just under 200 people who have been diagnosed as COVID patients. He said they didn't die from that. They had multiple other things that they died from, but it wasn't that. Not a single death, even though they were all counted as COVID-19 deaths. But anyway, we had the German scientist who did that, and that was ignored. Finally, the CDC said, no, you can't get it from surfaces and so forth. And yet, we see this story from Gallup saying, Republicans and Democrats, there's a real divide here on whether or not they think the COVID-19 death count is overstated or understated. And I said, these Republicans just don't know what they're doing. They're ignorant, right? They don't understand any of this stuff. Well, I just told you how their models have collapsed, and now even the CDC's pulled this back, but now Gallup is pretending that that doesn't exist. Gallup puts this out even after the CDC has said you can't get it from touching surfaces and pets and so forth. They said, there's been growing concern over Americans getting false information about the coronavirus as relates to personal and public health. And generally, those of us here at the Gallup organization, we know better. For instance, 88%, however, of Americans know the coronavirus can be spread by touching surfaces where virus droplets land and that the droplets can remain contagious for anywhere from a few hours up to several days. See, that's a lie. We know this, right? Says Gallup. Except you don't know this. You know just the opposite of this. We now know that that's a lie. But they're saying, well, here's one area where both Republicans and Democrats can agree because we all know the science behind this. No, you don't know anything. In other words, 88% of Democrats and 87% of Republicans and 87% of independents all believe what has been debunked by scientific study and finally even by the CDC itself. And yet they're still pushing this out as, okay, we can all agree about that. But we disagree about the way they're counting the deaths. Why do we do that? Because they're presuming people died from COVID-19 without even testing them to see if they died with COVID-19. So it's totally false. When we look at the other aspect of this, again, that story that I mentioned a couple of days ago, somebody asked me about it. I sent them the link and I talked about it again because I said I need to go into this more detail. Can you get this from somebody who is asymptomatic? In other words, they don't have any symptoms. They don't have any fever. They don't have any cold symptoms, respiratory issues, but they can still transmit it to you. So be very afraid. You should be afraid of everybody. Everybody should be wearing masks because, see, Even if you don't have symptoms, you could have it and you could be giving it to me, even though I've got on a mask. It's just idiocy on top of idiocy. And I said, what was that based on? Very early on, the first four people who got it in Germany said they came in contact with somebody from Asia. I think it was from Shanghai. And these first four people said, well, that person we came in contact with, she wasn't sick. And said, bingo. We see four people who said they caught it from somebody that they said was not sick. And so everybody can catch it from people who are not sick, who are asymptomatic. The asymptomatic assumption. You know what they say about assumption? So this was the story that went out. And just recently, somebody actually got in contact with that Asian, I think from Shanghai. And they said, were you sick when you came in contact with these four Germans? Oh yeah, I was pretty sick. I had fever. I was on medication, yada, yada, yada. She was very sick. Or he. I don't remember. Male or female. But the person was very sick. But they didn't even interview that person. This is how eager they are to impose their controls. This is not a reaction. This is an inaction. They're enacting the plan that they've had all along. It is a plandemic. And so now we've got another study that comes out. This is a Chinese study that finds asymptomatic COVID-19 carriers might not readily spread the disease. So we had this narrative that went out. We've all got to wear masks because you can catch it from somebody that doesn't even have symptoms. That was based on false assumptions. They didn't even bother to talk to patient zero. And now we have a study from China published in the journal Respiratory Medicine suggests asymptomatic carriers might not spread the disease after all. Researchers wanted to find out how effective asymptomatic carriers might be in spreading the virus. So what they did, a study just published in May, they said it's debatable whether asymptomatic COVID-19 virus carriers are contagious. We report here a case of the asymptomatic patient and the present clinical characteristics of 455 contacts. The bottom line is they don't believe it. And yet, when you look at this, as many people say, and by the way, let me introduce this as well. They say there is still a risk of transmission, even in the hospital measures, where you take very strict measures to control it. Patients in attendance can only wear one mask for a long time, resulting in it being ineffective. Some patients and relatives wore the PPE incorrectly due to a lack of adequate training, which is also possible for hospital staff to do. It is unavoidable to take off a mask while eating or drinking. In other words, they're saying, the mask didn't really make any difference. Because we looked at these 455 patients, some of them were in all different types of settings, and it didn't really make any difference in the hospital setting either. But you didn't get it from asymptomatic or mild patients. Now, they put a disclaimer there. They say this observation from this particular study is based on a very small sample of precisely one asymptomatic carrier, requiring the proviso that more research is required, right? Except they looked at this for 455 people. So we're going to continue the assumption that began with four people who say they got it from an asymptomatic patient. Patient zero, however, did have symptoms. And now, even though the Chinese study has looked at this with 455 people and said, the public is concerned about the increasing number of asymptomatic or mild patients. However, combined with our results and the defense measures currently completed, we think those worries are misplaced. So we're not going to pay attention to the study of 455 people. We're going to pay attention to that old study that's now been debunked based on four people. Because this is not about science. It's not about medicine. It's not about statistics. It's not about disease. It's about control, political control of you. It's about enacting their plan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods, because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready, because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. And we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then 5 items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supported you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
You know, as we look at what is happening to America, if you want to know where we're going, just take a look at China today. We're just a couple of steps, just a few months behind them in most respects. And so as we see churches being told, well, you know, you just got to get online. You know, you're not going to be allowed to show up in a parking lot, stay in your cars with the windows rolled up, and keep space between the cars greater than you typically would have anywhere else in a retail store or anything. You're not going to be allowed to do that. We're going to punish you. So get online and hold your services online. And I've said, if you accept this, you need to understand that you've accepted a very dangerous principle and that you're also going to be easily monitored in terms of what is being said in your church. And if you are following the Bible, they're going to accuse you of hate crimes. And there are going to be repercussions for that. We've seen this happen over and over again. I mean, just years ago, Family Research Council or Center, FRC, they were labeled a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center because they support traditional marriage between one man and one woman, which, by the way, has been every society. It's not just people following the Bible. That's been every society, including Greece, where homosexuality was widespread and accepted. They still define marriage as between one man and one woman. But if you do that today, you're labeled a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and some guy who saw that decided that he would go there to shoot the place up. Fortunately, he was stopped. But let's take a look at what's happening in China, if you want to know where this is headed. Wuhan police raid a pastor's home, pull him away during a Zoom event where he's talking about his religion with other pastors on Zoom. This happened this last Saturday during an evangelical event on Zoom. He was taken away by police because he posted the gospel online, said the Chinese Christian Righteous Fellowship in a Facebook post. Police showed up about noon to, quote, look for evangelism materials or publications before taking Lau away. You know, that kind of hate speech is, again, not just marriage, but if you even talk about biological genders, okay, that is now hateful and grounds for punishment in many places. So they can just grab what you're saying online. Makes it very convenient for them, but it's also imposing their authority, and that's the key thing. Since Xi Jinping came to power, said the founder of this group, this watchdog group, since Xi Jinping came to power, the Chinese government's persecution of Christianity has been the norm, and it's been a very serious suppression of influential churches. And they have woven various crimes to persecute churches and pastors. Maybe, you know, things like not wearing masks or not social distancing or disobeying my orders. We're going to see how this plays out here already in the United States. Earlier this month, video footage emerged of officials raiding and violently dragging out members in the middle of a service of a church in the southeastern Fujian province. Earlier this year, Open Doors USA CEO David Curry warned that China, under President Xi Jinping, was, quote, building a blueprint for persecution, unquote, as Christians have been under constant surveillance, not just on the streets, but also in their churches, which have been torn down and had their Bibles confiscated. So are we building a blueprint for persecution here in the United States and what we see happening around this country? Are we being put under constant surveillance? Will we have church buildings torn down? Take a look at what's going on in Chicago, for example, and in New York City. In New York City, while millennials and other social drinkers are gathering outside bars, many without masks, and sipping their takeaway drinks and mingling in a way that doesn't exactly evince social distancing, New York City started a campaign, Take Out, Don't Hang Out. They try to, you know, let's do something. But they're not going to show up with the goons, evidently, and I'm not suggesting that they do. I think this is all nonsense. But when religious congregations said that they would do that, de Blasio is threatening to close them down permanently. Dealing with churches, synagogues, and mosques almost exclusively with a new heavy hand of the law isn't exactly a good look, writes Western Journal, given the First Amendment, but that doesn't stop these people. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot tried to shut down a Baptist church service with armed police in a manner that the pastor described as, quote, like the Soviet-styled KGB. Cornerstone Baptist Church in the Woodlawn area of South Chicago. The city of Chicago sent three squad cars with armed police to interrupt their service this past Sunday. He said, like the Soviet-styled KGB, they knocked on our locked doors. The only thing she hasn't done yet is to beat the locked doors down and arrest our members. And so Lewis wrote a letter to the U.S. attorney, the federal attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, asked him if he would help. Well, would you help? Is there any branch of government, federal or state, that will stand up for our constitutional rights anymore? Evidently not. He went on to say, thankfully, our doors are locked as a normal safety precaution we take each service to protect our members from the escalating gun violence in Chicago. That's right. As I pointed out over this last weekend, while she was doing that, they were focusing on the churches. You had the murder rate, the highest for Memorial Day weekend that it's been since 2015. Had 10 people killed, 39 wounded in Chicago. And this is a black Baptist church that she went after. It reminds me of what happened in Baltimore. You had a small black church. The pastor was 74 years old. This was at the very beginning of all this lockdown insanity. And Baltimore, one of the most violent cities in the country, decided that they would send four squad cars, two officers each, eight people, to shut down a service where they had 10 people inside. That should have been within the rules. And they had four bodyguards outside. Why? Because the police don't do their job. The city of Baltimore doesn't do their job. They're too focused on writing fines and shutting down churches and shutting down businesses and giving people fines for not being socially distanced and so forth. And so here, the same thing is happening in Chicago. He said, Mayor Lightfoot, said the pastor, is defiant of the U.S. Constitution and our freedom to worship. Several churches have announced their intention to continue doing this in Chicago. He said there were 45 attendees at the church. Oh, you're only supposed to have 10. Where did that number come from? It came from the White House. It came from the White House. It came from the Trump White House, from Fauci. Do you think they're going to roll that back anytime soon? You think they're going to write any letters? Told you yesterday, April the 9th, it's being reported. Barr said, you know, some of this stuff is looking kind of draconian. Has he done anything about that to defend the Constitution and our individual liberties? No. Talk is cheap, Barr. Tweeting is even cheaper, isn't it, President Trump? So anyway, he said that he is going to reach out to the president and to the attorney general and hope that they will protect the Bill of Rights. But he said, we're trying to follow the laws of man as much as reasonably possible, but when the laws of man conflict with the laws of God, I, as a pastor, have a duty to follow the laws of God. We will not be intimidated by this overhanded government bullying. We are requesting the assistance of our president, who has said that meeting in church is essential. Will he do anything about it? Don't hold your breath. We're requesting the assistance of our president and our Justice Department. You know, Barr said it was draconian, but has he done anything about that? No. We're counting on them, requesting on them to correct the grave miscarriage of the law. Well, you're not going to count on the media in any of this, because the way the Chicago Sun-Times put it, they said Lightfoot hopes to educate defiant churches into compliance to avoid mass arrest. See, they're on the side of the mayor. Her idea of education, however, may not match yours. Yeah, they're going to be $1,500 fines for each day. And she said, we're not going to send in the police to arrest parishioners. People are exercising their faith. I understand that. So we'll just harass them with fines, put them out of business that way. Except that if you look at what the commissioner of Chicago's Department of Health is saying, the draconian health commissioner, it gets much worse than that. We'll have that for you when we come back. Stay with us.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence-starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies, because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezoses of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested, because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So it's pretty clear to the Romanian churches in Chicago, there's three of them, they've lived under communist rule, and they know exactly what it looks like. And in a letter from Allison Arwadi, the commissar of Chicago's Department of Public Health, and this person is really filled with her power, really filled with this power, you know, this power that's been pushed out by the federal government in the wake of 9/11. The Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. So this commissar, actually calls herself commissioner, but it's really more of a commissar, more of a, give her a Russian title here. Because, you know, we got a vaccine czar. Why wouldn't we have a commissar of public health? That's been the federal pattern. You know, the way this thing works is they put out their recommendations and guidelines, and then the governors, you know, put out their orders, and these little commissars really ramp it up. Well, this is the way that I interpret it. Oh, wait, you got that wrong. Let's pull that back. It's what the Republican governor here in Texas did. Right. Oh, don't close down the church. I didn't really mean for you to close down the churches. We can, you know, we can let them meet in the parking lots or something. Or if they, you know, keep every other pew empty and, you know, mark off everything with blue tape and wear masks and so forth, you can still do that. Sorry. Uninterested. May 15th, 2020, she said to one of the churches, I directed you to not hold gatherings. You were reported to have gatherings in excess of 10 individuals. That's not allowed under the executive order. The governor's, as I previously provided, the governor's executive order has the force of law. and is enforceable by law enforcement agencies in Chicago. There you go. She doesn't appeal to anything other than the dictates of the government, of the governor, the dictator, right? The law is in his mouth. And she says his dictates have the force of law. And we will have law enforcement do it, even though it's not law. And any law enforcement officer who says, wait, I took an oath to the Constitution, these are not lawful laws, so you don't have any authority. The supreme authority is the Constitution. Any law enforcement officer says that, they're going to get kicked out, right? Yeah, it's got the force of law, but not the authority of law. It's therefore color of law. And these people at this church need to come after her. They need to go on the offense against her, quite frankly. Nevertheless, listen to the arrogance of this memo. Again, appealing constantly to force, force, force. It's got the force of law. It's enforceable by law enforcement. CDPH, that's her commissar, the Chicago Department of Public Health, has the authority. See, she has authority too. She can issue executive orders too. She can order and boss people around. She's another dictator in the chain of dictators. CDPH has the authority to order that a location be closed until such time as the condition can be corrected or the danger to the public health eliminated or vaccinated. How about that? Vaccinated. That's the way her executive order should read. As the health commissar, I have the power and the duty to cause all nuisances affecting the health of the public to be abated with all reasonable promptness. And I have general police powers to correct by whatever means are necessary any health hazard that presents an immediate risk to the life or the health of one or more citizens of the city of Chicago. So when somebody sends me a letter like that, and she also goes on and finishes it up by saying, I am authorized to seek to enjoin such nuisances or to cause the same to be summarily abated in such manner as I direct. Well, you know what? If I were to get a letter like that from the public health commissioner, I would go to her and tear it up in front of her face. We cannot allow this kind of arrogance and dictatorship and color of law to exist, folks. We have to stop it. We gotta nip it in the bud, says Barney Fife. You better nip this in the bud. I think maybe nip in your buds. So what is summary abatement? Well, the Liberty Council, pro bono group that is supporting a lot of these churches, says it includes the power to bulldoze offending buildings. And this goes back to a Illinois Supreme Court decision in 1944 that said, according to the Illinois Supreme Court, summary abatement would mean to put down or to destroy without process. This means the inspector can, upon his own judgment, cause the alleged nuisance to stop on his own authority and can effect a destruction of property at his discretion. There you go. At my discretion, I can knock your building down. You know, kind of like we heard before. We can take the guns and do the due process later, said President Trump. And then you've got all these little Democrats everywhere and some Republicans who rushed to enact red flag gun laws. And now she is saying, you know, we have the governor of Illinois. You better shut this down. You got LGB Lightfoot, the mayor, who says, I have the authority to do this stuff, but I'm not going to send the cops in. That'd be bad optics. What she'll do is she'll defer this to the next tyrant down the chain. And as you just heard, this public health official is more than happy to direct and to use her power to force people to do whatever she has to say. And she thinks that she's got the authority to do it. Where'd she get that authority? Well, that's coming from the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act. Anyway, the Liberty Council founder, Chairman Matt Staver, noted that these Romanians who are there said they're all too familiar with the heavy hand of government against churches and Christian pastors living in the former communist Romania. Living there, they were arrested. They were jailed for preaching off the approved script of the communist regime or for meeting in places forbidden by the government. And, you know, quite frankly, the communists don't have a monopoly on that. That's why this country was founded. By people like the pacifist, William Penn, who refused
a lawfully enacted law. These laws are not even lawfully enacted. And yet even with a lawfully enacted law, he disobeyed it. And the jury refused to convict him. They nullified that law. That's why the juries are the linchpin, one of the key linchpins of our freedoms, along with sheriffs and local officials who have not denied their oath to the people. He goes on to say he's doubtful, although it's not out of the realm of possibility, that the church buildings will actually be bulldozed. But, you know, we're following the Chinese plan, so why not, right? I mean, that's what's the point of having total authority if you can't use it arbitrarily? You got another church suing the Colorado governor. But when we look at de Blasio, he's coming out and saying, if you open up, he said, no faith tradition endorses anything that endangers the members of the faith. Well, you can tell that why don't you read Fox's Book of Martyrs? You know, martyr in the Christian sense, it was co-opted by the Muslims. Martyr means a witness. These people who are witnesses to things refuse to recount that, and they would suffer death rather than recount that. They would suffer death rather than throw a pinch of incense into the altar for the emperor. But not today. We have 501c3 churches who want that tax deduction, and they will throw a whole bag full of incense into the altar for the emperor. They will bow to Caesar, won't they? But, you know, de Blasio says, we don't have anybody who's willing to die for their faith anymore. He says they continue to hold services after the fines are issued. If that does happen, then we'll take additional action up to the point of fines and potentially closing the buildings permanently. That means he's going to need to have some New York Police Department officers who are going to violate their oath to the Constitution. You see, they're using that game against businesses. You know, they tell all the businesses, you've got to have a license to open up. Restaurant, hair salon, any kind of business, you've got to have a license. We can revoke that license. And, of course, if they revoke that license, you should push for a hearing because you get that if it's done as a punishment. But they say, yeah, you operate based on a license. Well, you know what? There's no license to have a church in America yet. These Democrats want to make it that way. But they can cripple people with fines. Because, you know, even though the Constitution says you should have due process, even though the Constitution says you should not have excessive fines, and they're talking about thousands of dollars each time they meet, like we've seen Democrats enact against a restaurant. He had six occasions. And just for merely saying, Keith Ellison in Minnesota, merely for saying that he was going to open up his restaurants, and he didn't do it, even before he did it, just because he defied the authority of Keith Ellison to override the Constitution. He said, well, I'm going to fine you $15,000 per location. That's an excessive fine. It's done outside of due process. And the Trump Department of Justice is letting these people get away with it because this is coming from the Trump White House. All right, we've got to go to break, folks. We'll have more news when we come back. We'll talk about free speech. Take advantage of our Memorial Day super sale. It's about to end soon. We have up to 70% off. We have many products, some of our most popular products that were out of stock, now back in stock. We don't know how long these things are going to stay in. We have Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, 50% off. We have storable food that is now available for pre-order. InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world
and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening
and
to The David Knight
Yes,
Show.
We have the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys, water down its roots with tea. And the sun will always shine.
All right, the top of the hour here. Let's cover a little bit of news and update as to what I talked about yesterday. I talked a great deal about how the George Floyd catastrophe there in Minneapolis was being used to stoke a race war. And now they are getting what they wanted, apparently. And I talked about it, you have to understand, as the mayor there said, we have a lot of these situations. So many of these instances, these harrowing instances, law enforcement tragically kills a member of the community, but we're talking about split-second decisions. But the officer who pinned Floyd down had a lot of seconds. He had a lot of time. Every one of which the officer could have turned back, every second of which he could have removed his knee from George Floyd's neck, he could have listened to the community around him, clearly saying that he needed to stop. He said, I saw no threat, I saw nothing that would signal that kind of force was necessary. And so we covered this a great deal yesterday. You can get my comments on that. The video is up at my channel there, my sub-channel there on band.video. I talked about all the different cases. I just said, all right, just take a look at Free Thought Project, because they talk about police power abuse, excessive use of force all the time. So I said, let's just grab a cross-section of these things. Talk about a person who is killed. Because he was driving his own car. They thought it was, he'd reported it stolen, then he recovered it, and then he didn't tell the police. They pulled it over. For some reason, he was scared. He ran. That was a white guy. Then you got a black mother and her son who were, I think, unfairly discriminated against at Sam's or Costco, someplace where they went to buy a television set. They had the receipt, but they said, wait a minute. You know, so it got confusing. They didn't like the way they were treated, so even after they showed the receipt, even after an employee said they've got it, they went home and said, you know what, I don't want to buy a TV from these people the way we were treated. So they brought it back at that point. The police then accused them of stealing the TV, even though they had the receipt, and severely beat both the mother and son. But, you know, we could go through all these different ones and say, well, was this one a black one? Was this one white? We had black, white, black, white. We had a black officer who had been accused, allegations of, I think it's now up to 15 different women. So they were kidnapped, assaulted, raped by this police officer. So there are going to be bad people in any organization. And as I said, repeating what Frank Serpico said, the test of any institution is, do you purge those people? Right? Any institution, whether we're talking about government or police force or church or whatever, you got to purge the bad apples out, or you own that corruption. And so that's really the issue there. And the issue really is, in Minnesota especially, how are these officers being trained? You know, we had the one officer who shot the Australian woman who was here marrying an American. Somebody had called the police about explosions that they heard. And the police officer showed up. He got scared and he shot her. She didn't have any gun or anything. Then you had prior to that, and she had actually been in the march to get justice for Philando Castile, also in Minneapolis. Philando Castile, the black man, he got pulled over. He said, I've got a permit for a gun. And the guy had just asked him for his license. He says, you got your license? He says, well, I've also got a permit for a gun. And he says, he starts to reach in. He goes, don't reach in there. And he was getting out his driver's license and he was shot and killed by the police officer. Now, the police officer was cleared on that. The other police officer went to jail, I think, for homicide, got 12 years. What is going to happen here? Well, the sister of George Floyd said, firing these officers is not enough. They murdered my brother. But as we look at this, as this is being pushed out, not as something that needs to be reformed about how the police department handles these cases, but no reform about how they are trained, or not trained, I should say, maybe, trained the wrong way. Instead, it's turning deadly. You have riots. People have died in Minneapolis, and it has spread to L.A., like the Rodney King riots.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. You will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, we have a new book out talking. It's entitled The Dark Mirror, and it refers to Ed Snowden. The book, let me get the title here. I'm looking for it here. Inside the NSA's Secret Tool for Mapping Your Social Network. That's the name of the article, and that's on Wired Magazine. The book is Dark Mirror, Ed Snowden and the American Surveillance State. And as we look at this information coming out, none of it is new. It's being presented as new. It's being presented as a novel approach to handle this novel pandemic. None of this stuff is new, folks. But let's talk about what's coming up with that. I just want to finish up when we're talking about what the mayors of New York, the mayors of Chicago, the public health dictator in Chicago, that's what this woman is. I mean, I just read that for you. I'll force you. I'll do this. I have force of law. It's got the force of law. It's not legal, but it has the force of law. Now, she has a color of law. Threatening to use summary abatement, which the courts in Illinois have said allows you to destroy buildings just like they do in China. All of this is coming. It's all been tried in China. It is a long-term plan that is coming out, piggybacked on a fake epidemic, a fake pandemic. That's what we call a plandemic. By the way, there was an amazing story. We'll get into this a little bit detail too. I'll just mention it in passing here. The plandemic documentary that they've been trying to purge everywhere. Somebody had a copy of it on Google Drive, which is, there's a story right there on Infowars.com. They had a copy of the documentary on Google Drive, which is a cloud storage that is sold by Google. And they removed it off this person's Google Drive. This is why you should not use the cloud. Be very careful about even having stuff on your disk drive. Anything that is important, you ought to burn it on a CD-ROM. And we've talked about this in the past. Air gapping your critical computers, making sure that you have information that you need on a CD-ROM, on an air-gapped computer. That's the only way you're going to have anything that is permanent or stable. Very first time I saw this, I remember Amazon know, they sell Kindle books and so forth online, electronic books. And, was this a proof of contest, a proof of concept, or was it kind of an early warning, or was Jeff Bezos just enjoying his power? But they actually went out and erased off of people's devices the book 1984 by George Orwell. First time I saw that done. And so now Google is removing the Plandemic documentary from people's online disk drives on the cloud. Before we move from this, though, as we look at de Blasio saying, I'm giving you warnings. If you continue to hold services, we're going to issue fines. Again, like a business, unlike a business, they can't revoke the license, but they can jack up fines. And since none of this stuff has any laws, since none of this stuff is under the Constitution, they can do this without due process. They can do it, and they can impose excessive fines on you, like Keith Ellison, Attorney General of Minnesota, imposed $15,000 per location on one individual. And it's absolutely amazing. I'm sorry, it wasn't 15. It was $25,000 per location because he had six locations, and it was $150,000. That's where I came up with $15,000. But de Blasio said, if they don't stop after we issue fines, we'll take additional action to the point of fines and potentially closing the building permanently. It's talking about churches, synagogues, mosques, anything, right? Because First Amendment doesn't apply. You've been warned, and you need to stop services. We're going to nip it in the bud, says de Blasio. Wouldn't be because they think there's some kind of a political connection with this, right? It wouldn't be that. It wouldn't be the fact that these LGBT Democrats have any kind of animosity towards the Christians, that they call us hateful because we believe in marriage between a man and a woman, and because we believe that there is such a thing as a man and a woman, biological, objective, and binary. We have a binary definition, biological definition of marriage, and we have that for the genders as well. And that makes us hateful. It makes us hated by them. Good example of this from the New American is a Harvard professor. The Seminary of Satan, Harvard. You know that? It's a funny thing about Harvard. It used to be a Christian seminary. That's how it began. Now it's gone to the dark side. It's just like Anakin Skywalker, right? It's kind of the Anakin Skywalker version of seminaries. First, says the New American, first it was the New York Times claiming that Christians and their science denialism was sending us to coronavirus hell. Now you've got a Harvard professor who's blamed Christians for exacerbating the pandemic, calling belief in an afterlife, quote, a malignant delusion, unquote. He says also it, quote, devalues actual lives and discourages actions that would make them longer, safer, and happier. Happier. Harvard University cognitive scientist Steven Pinker, who according to the American Thinker cites the Bible as an example of pre-modern cruelty, he says, what's really behind the Republicans wanting a swift reopening? Evangelicals. See, it's got a political component to it as well. And it's those evangelicals. He said, they have a God problem that makes them callous about death. Oh, see, that's it. We don't fear death. I think he's got an atheist problem. I think he fears death. You know, when Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, To those who are perishing, we are the dreadful smell of death. But to those who are being saved, we are a life-giving perfume. And so I guess it kind of depends on where you're headed. How you interpret this, I don't know. You don't have to go there. You don't have to die. You know, you can choose not to do that. Still not too late, Professor Abernathy. But as he explains, he said, this literal belief in eternal salvation, eternal life, helps to explain the different reactions to life-threatening events like a coronavirus outbreak. He says, as far as many evangelicals are concerned, life passes quickly. Yeah, I think so. Suffering is temporary, and worrying solves nothing. That's right. I would agree with all that. Yeah, I think he pretty much has got us figured out. He hasn't figured out a lot of other things, though. He says, it should be no surprise that that kind of a person's deepest beliefs about the world influence how they measure the risks that they're willing to take. That's right. Do you think an atheist would have fought for the liberties of his children at the Alamo? I mean, certainly there's no self-interest for any of those guys at the Alamo, right? What's in it for them, Professor Abernathy? If they're afraid of death, they're not going to do something like that. And that's how we got a country that had freedom. If you're not willing to die for freedom, you won't ever have it. But, you know, if you don't think that there's an afterlife, and if you're afraid of death, and if you're just simply trying to make it through this life without, you know, with just kind of navigating through all the different gauntlets of government orders and dictates, right? Then you're going to wind up being a weasel. And we have too many people in churches that have basically taken that position. Too many patriots who are taking the pragmatic approach. That's what characterizes politicians, not principle. Research actually informs that if anything, writes a new American, if anything, Christians are more likely than non-believers to abide by the government social distancing guidelines. And that, quite frankly, is a problem that I have with me and my fellow Christians. They are too slow to understand the principles that are being established. That's not a problem that the people who founded this country had. And, of course, they didn't have to anticipate what was going to be happening. They didn't even have to know history. They had experienced what it was like to live under a dictatorship, and they weren't going to do that or have their kids live under that. We'll be right back.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. And we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then 5 items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together. InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As a bridge to talking about the immunity passports, the travel controls that are being put in place. Again, these people call this a roadmap to reopening. The people who want to shut, think about this. The people who want to shut down your travel are calling a roadmap, their plan to control your travel. It's a road to nowhere, folks. They had the bridge to nowhere. That was a crime. It was a shame. It was corruption. These roadmaps are roads to nowhere. Or maybe they're roadmaps to a place we've already been before. I've been talking about the churches and what they should do. You know, there's a conservative archbishop out of Italy, Vigano, and he has opposed this current pope, who, as I said before, it is now, it used to be a rhetorical question, is the pope Catholic? I guess it's still a rhetorical question, but on the other side, he obviously is not Catholic anymore. But this guy is, Vigano. And he put out something they called the Vigano Appeal. He was very said he was very concerned about the dangers for constitutional liberties. And in response, a German rabbi, Jehoshua Ahrens, said, "I'm shocked about this, and I'm very glad that the other German bishops have distanced themselves from it." So this is a German rabbi, and he says, "I'm very glad that the German bishops here have distanced themselves from this Italian Archbishop Vigano, who said he's worried about constitutional liberties." And the think about the obvious issues here. And of course, Vigano does talk about the obvious issues. He said, "I think it's the duty of each of us to express our concerns about a situation that, taking advantage of the COVID crisis, goes far beyond reasonable safety measures imposing on entire nations the deprivation of constitutional freedoms." He warned about the obvious recent German history. Let's see, what was it that happened recently in Germany? Let me think. Oh, the Nazis. That's right. He says that has much to teach us about the rise of a hellish dictatorship, as he put it. He said few opposed it and spoke out against it at the time it was happening. So think about this. You got a conservative bishop warning about this, and he gets opposition from a German rabbi and German bishops. But Vigano says, "There was a time when, with the obedience of the masses, a hellish dictatorship committed a very serious crime, making itself responsible for the deportation and death of millions of innocent people only because of their faith and line of descent. Even then, the mainstream media praised those in power and remained silent about their crimes. Even then, doctors and scientists lent their work to a delusional plan of domination. Even then, those who dared to raise their voices were accused of conspiracy theories. One had to wait until the end of the Second World War to discover with horror the truth about which many had prior remained silent." He also warned those today who delegitimize the appeal as an expression of conspiracy theories do not realize the real dangers to which the entire human family is being exposed. He said, I am certain that both Catholics and all men of goodwill, and among them I can think I can include the children of Abraham. In other words, Jewish people, unlike this German rabbi, Ahrens. He said, and I think I conclude among them the children of Abraham have at heart the greater glory of God, the respect for the dignity of individuals, and the freedoms of peoples. And so, yeah, this is, isn't this amazing? Yeah, you have so many people who have ignored history. Like I said, the founders of this country knew what it was like to live under this. They had lived under it themselves. They'd experienced it themselves. And for generations, they had lived under it. That's why they established America. And now we are losing our heritage of freedom, and we don't care because we're scared to death of dying. We have been gaslighted about this. Yeah, you're going to die. Probably not from COVID-19. So don't give up your freedom because you're going to die someday and not from COVID-19. But when you look at what is coming up, your immunity passport future is now beginning to materialize as the airlines call for digital ID tracking. Story from Zero Hedge from The Last American Vagabond. The world's largest airline trade group. This is an international group. The International Air Transport Association, IATA, has called for immunity passports. They've called for thermal screening, for masks, for physical distancing. As part of a return to quote-unquote normal operations, a roadmap for restarting aviation. Yeah, again, these people who talk about roadmaps, they keep using that word. I think they do not know what it means. Maybe you don't know what it means. Maybe you don't understand that their roadmap for the future means that you don't travel except under their auspices, by their control, by their complete surveillance. That's the whole point of the UN 2030 agenda. It was all going to be done for sustainability, to sustain the environment, but now it's going to be done for COVID-19. Just like that. Same measures. You won't travel. You won't have a home that is bigger than a little box, and you're going to be locked in that. You're not going to have a job. They're going to give you a universal basic income. You're not going to have a car to escape their grasp or their smart cities. You'll have a vehicle. And of course, for those vehicles to operate, these remote control battery cars that you will be allowed to ride in, they'll have to have a 5G infrastructure to watch everything that you do, to have a high enough bandwidth that they can control all of the cars as well as you. You will become part of their Internet of Things. You'll be just one of those things that they inventory. And the way that they're going to inventory you, of course, is with a digital ID system. And that's what they're talking about here in this proposal. They want electronic travel authorization platforms. They've announced something they call CoviPass. CoviPass. I can't make this stuff up, but they do. The health pass that you get from Clear. Are these people Scientologists? Both of which call for a digital ID system using biometrics that will store your travel data, your travel history, your health history, and of course, all of your identification. And that's what ID 2020 was about. Isn't it interesting? It's going to be arriving right on time. Bill Gates, ID 2020. You know, maybe President Trump can call Bill Gates and get him to fix the internet. Oh, that's right. When he was said that in 2015, he wanted Bill Gates to censor people on the internet. Now that President Trump is getting censored, he doesn't like it. We're going to talk about that. You know, what you push out there tends to come around. If you don't understand the principles of the Constitution that you swore to uphold, if you don't understand the principle of individual liberty, it's going to come around and bite you, even if you're president. And it's really going to bite you, President Trump, when you're not president. And that's going to happen one day. So, yeah, this ID 2020, the little digital tattoo that, you know, that he funded and got that technology ironed out last fall, right on time with MIT, Bill Gates did. And of course, then there's also IA 2030, the immunity agenda, the immunization agenda, 2030, that by 2030, every person, every age, everywhere, vaccinated. Vaccinated with the things that Bill Gates wants you vaccinated for. Step right up, get your digital ID and your tattoo. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
You're listening to the David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's the David Knight Show.
As we look at the coming immunity passports being proposed by the International Air Transport Association, I guess I won't be flying internationally anymore, or probably domestically either. They're saying the passenger experience will include temporary biosecurity measures. Yeah, it's going to be temporary, of course. Right? We foresee the need to collect more detailed passenger contact information, which can be used for tracing purposes. Where possible, the data should be collected in electronic form and in advance of the passenger arriving at the airport, including through e-visa and electronic travel authorization platforms. They're talking about, again, COVID pass, a health pass, a digital ID system, a layered approach. And they said this is a way forward for biosecurity. It makes things like the underwear bomber and the false flag to, buy Chertoff and these people in order to sell his body scammers. That makes it look so juvenile, doesn't it? It's very sophisticated now. So, of course, we're going to have facial, physical distancing and face coverings for passengers and protective equipment and so forth. And I spent some time the early part of this broadcast talking about how our magic numbers of 3 to 6 feet. Oh, yeah, that was because we had some 15-year-old high school student who came in third place at a science fair. Her father, who was working on tracking people, coincidentally enough, was called to Washington to brief Chertoff. They implemented that into a plan for the CDC, and now they have enacted it. And that was back in 2007. It took them a while, but, you just leave these draconian measures in place long enough, and they get these things, they become grandfathered. They become venerated, right? They don't become legal. They don't have the authority of law, but under color of law, if anything's been there long enough, this has been there for a long time. Why didn't you complain about this before? Yeah, why didn't we? I've been complaining about it. I like this article here from Project Syndicate. It's on Zero Hedge. Oligarchy, xenophobia, and soul-crushing surveillance. The dystopian lost decade that is coming. And in it, he says, he projects, looking back from December 2030. Why would he talk about 2030? Well, we know that's the date at which they have been planning this all along. You know, he had the UN Agenda 21 for the 21st century. Get people off of the rural and suburban areas, pack them into mega cities, then control everything that they see and do. And then they got a little bit more specific. They said they wanted it by 2030. And, of course, that lines up very nicely with the cycles of human history. So we're right in the middle of this retransformation of society, which will probably be accompanied, as Strauss and Howe said in the early 90s, the people who came up with the term millennial. In their fourth turning, they talked about the fact that we would probably begin this sometime around 2007, 2008. It should be finished by about 2030, 2029. And yeah, we're right in the middle of this. And they also said it would probably be accompanied, said in this early 90s, probably be accompanied by something like the Great Depression and a world war, like the last fourth turning was. So this guy, Project Syndicate, he looks back, he says, well, I look back from December 2030, and what did I see in the 2020s? He said, before our pandemic-induced lockdown, politics seemed to be a game. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Political parties behave kind of like sports teams, and they'd have good or bad days and score points. If they scored enough points, they'd move up the league table. It is kind of like a game, isn't it? That's why I said politics is so 2019 anymore, quite frankly. Then the COVID-19 pandemic stripped away the veneer of indifference to reveal a new political reality. Some people do have the power to tell the rest of us what to do. Lenin described it this way. He said, politics is ultimately who does what to whom. He says it seemed more apt than ever. By June 2020, as the lockdowns began to ease, left-wing optimism that the pandemic would revive state power on behalf of the powerless remained. But I would remind them an authoritarian state was necessary to support markets controlled by corporations and banks. You understand that, lefties? Right? Get out of this sports mindset, this false paradigm of left versus right. This is not about Democrats doing this to us where Republicans are trying to protect us. The Republicans stabbed us in the back while the Democrats are stabbing us in the front. Those in authority have never hesitated to harness massive government intervention to the preservation of oligarchic power. So why should a pandemic change that, leftists? He said, in the shadow of falling prices and falling wages and rising interest rates, it was never likely that the spirit of solidarity, which soothed our souls during lockdown, if you're on the left, didn't soothe my soul, would translate, not likely that that would translate into the use of state power to strengthen the weak and the vulnerable. On the contrary, it was the mega firms and the ultra rich that were grateful that socialism was alive and well. See, another one of these, you know, it isn't socialism or fascism. It's not what you think here, folks. Get out of that mindset that they have put you in. Thanks to the freshly printed money central banks pumped into them via the usual financiers and stock markets, the markets flourished as the economies collapsed. Wall Street bankers assuaged their guilt lingering since 2008 by letting the middle class customers fight over the scraps. You know, it was, let me interject here. Hertz, which used to be the number one car rental agency. Remember back, if you're close to my age, childhood, let Hertz put you in the driver's seat. You know, they had the guy coming down. They had convertibles back then. And the guy would levitate down into the car seat. And then you had Avis. They were number two. They tried harder and so forth. Well, Hertz is a distant second. And Avis is still close to Hertz, but they're third place. The number one is National and Enterprise and so forth. But Hertz is going bankrupt. And it is sending repercussions to a lot of automobile manufacturers here in the United States that supply them. But even as all that is happening, it became the most traded stock because of day traders and because of a lot of retail buyers in the stock market buying junk. Garbage. And that's exactly what he's talking about here. The Wall Street bankers are letting the middle class customers fight over the scraps like Hertz. Like Hertz. The disconnect between the financial world and the real world that we saw with what's going on with Hertz, in which billions struggled, inevitably widened. And with it grew the discontent that gave rise to the political monsters I was warning my left-leaning friends about. As in the 1930s, and the souls of many, the grapes of wrath were growing heavy for a new, bitter vintage. In place of the 1930s soapboxes from which demagogues promised to restore dignity to the disgruntled masses, big tech provided apps and social networks that could do that. Once communities surrendered to the fear of injection, human rights seemed an unaffordable luxury. Big tech developed biometric bracelets to monitor our vital data around the clock, and in cahoots with government, they combined the output with geolocation data. They fed it all into algorithms, and they ensured that the population received helpful text messages informing them what to do, where to go, to stop new outbreaks in their tracks. But a system that monitors our coughs also monitors our laughs. It could know how our blood pressure responded to a leader's speech, or to a boss's pep talk, or to the police announcement banning a demonstration. The KGB and Cambridge Analytica suddenly seemed Neolithic. With state power re-legitimized by the pandemic, cynical agitators took advantage, and instead of strengthening voices calling for international cooperation, China and the U.S. bolstered nationalism. The great strength of the new fascists during the 20s was that, unlike their political forebears, they did not even have to enter government to gain power. Liberal and social democrat parties began to fall over one after the other to embrace xenophobia light, authoritarianism light, then totalitarian light. A look back at the coming decade from 2030. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support, and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy.
Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brainforce Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
I was talking to my wife tonight and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole. He was holding it and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design. And the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, this is the last segment, so I'm not going to go into detail on the comments made by this author who wrote the book looking at Ed Snowden, Dark Mirror, Ed Snowden and the American Surveillance State. He did it, he did an interview with Wired called Inside the NSA's Secret Tool for Mapping Your Social Network. And of course, nothing in this is really new. This is stuff I've been talking about ever since I came here to InfoWars. Talked about it a little bit today as well. I've interviewed William Binney. He talked about how you had Dick Cheney pushing to create geospatial intelligence, anticipatory intelligence, being able to profile you, predict what you're going to do, and then, of course, in a pre-crime way, being able to arrest you, violating the Constitution, and Bill Binney and Thomas Drake and others blew the whistle on this. They were persecuted, not just prosecuted, but persecuted under the Obama administration for supporting the Constitution. And so where are we at this point? Well, you know, contact chaining, that is something that Bill Binney has talked about quite a bit. The fact that they would go multiple hops, as they point out in this article. You think about the 6 degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon, you know, he played that game. People, almost everybody in Hollywood, if you go 6 degrees of separation, you can relate them back to some movie that Kevin Bacon was in. And you can do that with any number of people. And if you do enough hops, you can pull in anybody. And under those kinds of rules, as Bill Binney has pointed out, they use that, well, we'll go, let's say 3 degrees, 3 hops. We got a guy here, we think he's bad. And so we're going to look at everybody 3 hops out, and we'll presume that we can surveil them. Maybe next year we do it 4 hops out. Maybe we eventually go to 6 hops out. We get everybody. So contact chaining was first used in the wake of the Boston bombing. But they have now turned this into, as he points out, Gelman points out, this project turned into the queen of metadata. And again, you had these liars from the NSA, people like James Clapper and others. It's just metadata. This isn't your real information. No, they can get more information from metadata than they can from painfully transcribing your conversations or text searching your emails. No, the metadata is really what they want. That is the central thing. This is the takeaway quote, however. As Gelman writes, the latent power of new inventions, no matter how repellent at first, does not lie forever dormant in government armories. Yeah. That's kind of paraphrasing what Madison said about the means of defense abroad will be used as tools of tyranny at home. Well, he points this in the direction of technology. New inventions and their latent power, no matter how repellent they are when we first see them, they will not lie dormant in the armories of government. They will be used, and they'll be used against us. All kinds of secrets, social, medical, political, professional, pre-computed, a database that was pre-configured to map anyone's life at the touch of a button. This is what they have created for you. And so when we look at this, and we look at the control that's been turned over to social media, and we look at the fight going back and forth. Now, President Trump has enjoined this fight because now it's become personal. This is not about whether or not voting by mail is corrupt. We can point to numerous examples of corruption, voting by mail. They, on the other side, will point out that Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, has voted at least 11 times by mail. In every election since 2010, she has voted by mail. The president voted by mail after he made Florida his new permanent home and so forth. So, yeah, you can vote by mail. And, yes, we can point to many examples of corruption by mail. I've got at least two of them here involving postal carriers. But that's not what this is about. This is about who gets to decide what you see and hear. This is about who gets to decide to control in a monopolistic way what the narrative is about. And this is about what the role of government is in protecting our individual liberties. You know, I've got an article here where Andrew Napolitano, Judge Napolitano, goes on Fox News and he says, I will defend to the death Twitter's right to fact check Trump. Why? Because Twitter is privately owned. Oh, so they can do anything they want. Well, let me ask you, Judge Knapp. Will you fight to the death to say that individual businesses that are privately owned have a right to open and do business without being shut down? Now, have you been in that fight? I didn't notice you in that fight. Maybe you have. I don't watch Fox News. Maybe Judge Knapp, maybe I'm criticizing him wrongly, but I think he's kind of been AWOL in that fight. I think he's kind of been AWOL in the fight about these people arbitrarily shutting down churches as well as businesses. And imposing arbitrary rules on us about social distancing and masks and so forth that are not supported by science. Actually, science has debunked those. When we look at what is going on in these spaces, and this is an argument that I've seen multiple times from conservatives, from libertarians, as privately owned, they can do anything that they want, but they don't make that argument in so many other aspects of our life. And it's absolutely reprehensible that they are only making it when it comes to controlling our speech. You know, these corporations were given Section 230 protection, which said they are not creating content. They're merely hosting it. And so we're not going to hold them responsible for what was put up on their sites. But now they are creating content. Now they are a publisher. And of course, they are getting actively involved in elections. And so they should be subject, you know, President Trump says, well, I'm going to close Twitter. Well, he doesn't have the case. That got a lot of people upset because, again, he doesn't accurately state things. But, yeah, he should, instead of saying, I'm going to close Twitter, what President Trump should have said, if it is, in fact, what he wishes to do, I'm going to support the Constitution. I'm going to support the First Amendment. But it's been abridged in so many different ways and ways that the president supports, like the lockdowns, that he continues to enforce, like the lockdowns. That, like Judge Napolitano, he doesn't have any authority to talk about individual liberty. And so it becomes a game. Like I just read you, you know, like Lenin said, it's merely, politics is merely about who gets to do what to whom. It isn't about principles anymore, is it? Yeah, the principles are that they're interfering in elections. The principles are they're establishing a monopoly on speech. The principles are that they told everybody that they were the free speech wing of the free speech party, that they were the digital public square, that they weren't publishers, and on. We have so many different ways that we could come after. They violated contracts with individuals. I mean, remember the triple amputee veteran? I can't remember his name, but he was involved in part of the private wall because President Trump wouldn't build the wall. He started building it privately. He was kicked off of Facebook. He said, I spent $300,000 advertising on Facebook. And they just immediately changed their rules, their contract, and kicked him off. Now, of course, Judge Knapp would say, well, he could sue them. Good luck with that. If you want to sue the richest corporations the world has ever seen, they can tie you up forever. The only place where they can be challenged for these illegal operations, taking away the individual rights and the freedoms of individuals, is for the federal government, which also has unlimited resources, to have some principles, enough backbone to stand up for our individual liberties. But of course, that isn't going to happen. So we'll see what happens with this. We'll be tuned into this. But of course, we were the ones that suffered this at the very beginning. Been almost 2 years now. Just before the midterm elections, they wanted to make sure they got rid of InfoWars. They held show hearings that didn't include Alex Jones or anybody from InfoWars. They were never interested in free speech. It was just a political game. The teams, the ratings, it was all about that. It wasn't about your individual liberty. But we are about your free speech on social media. We're about having an alternative, free, and independent press. And folks, if you want to support that, you can also support your health at the same time. We've got a big sale, part of our Memorial Day sale, up to 70% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the 8-pack power stack is 70% off. But we have other very popular and very effective supplements to protect your health. We have things like DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, All Natural Sleep Aid, 50% off. Chill Force, all natural supplements to relax you, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also sign up to get storable food. Get it now. Lock in the price now. We'll be right, well, that's it for today's broadcast. I was going to say we'll be right back, but that's it for the show. Thank you for listening.